Hello, and welcome to another episode of Be Your Own Manager, the career podcast for classical musicians. My name is Bernhard Karas, and I'm the co-author of the book Be Your Own Manager, which you can get on Amazon and in any good bookshop. Today, I want to answer a question which I got from one of my listeners in Australia. I didn't even know that they listened to podcasts there. No, sorry, that was a joke. I'm just amazed that this podcast really reaches the whole world. The question is all about time management and the tools I actually use. And more about that in just a second. The question I got from Australia was actually pretty straightforward. I was asked what kind of electronic tools or apps or software I use to follow up on all my projects. Well, I will come to that and stay with me for a couple of minutes because this is not really the question, to be honest. The question is, how do we think about projects and how do we manage our time? And any kind of digital apps and software and so on can be a wonderful tool for it and can be helpful, but it cannot replace the thinking about projects and time management. So as it was about projects, I'll stick with projects a bit for today, otherwise it would get too long. What is a project? A project is actually, if you break it down, a clearly defined goal which we want to reach within time, budget, and the intended quality. That's kind of a bit of a theoretical explanation, isn't it? It is a result we want to achieve within a certain time, within a certain budget, with the required quality. Yeah, that's a textbook answer. But let's be practical about it. For example, you have a concert, a recital, with a Beethoven program, as the Beethoven year is coming up, and you start that recital, or this recital is scheduled for January 2020 to kick off the Beethoven year. Well, that seems awfully far away, right? But still, the aim of the project is to present the very best Beethoven recital you can do. So the time frame is actually pretty clear because there's a concert date. So there you go, and there you have your time, and there's not much more to that. On the budget, you will probably have negotiated a fee, but you also might think about actually spending some money to invite another promoter or a journalist, or to make sure that there's a good recording of that recital or so. So you should sit down actually and make a budget for that project, and the project there has already become a bit bigger because it's not just a solo recital you're doing with Beethoven program, but it is something which should help you in your career. And you should start thinking about that right now or very early on, because otherwise you will never get to it and you will never actually get a recording, for example, in the desired quality. So if you start with that now, it's already a bit late, but you could still do that. And if you get a decent fee, you might really spend some money on these different things. But still, you need to draw up a budget and say, yes, I could pay for some more marketing or for recording another 500 euros and perhaps here 200 euros on some marketing and so on. So you should know how much you want to spend and you should follow up on that. And whenever you spend the money, you should actually allocate it to that project so that it's clear where the money went to and that you can actually follow up on that. That becomes even more crucial if you present your own concert, because then you have to have paid a rent for a hall and you might have to rent an instrument, you have to do marketing, you have certain expectations of how much ticket sales you need, you might need some sponsorship and so on. So before you actually do anything, you need to draw up a budget saying, you know, that's the estimated income and that's the estimated cost, that's the profit I want to make, and you need to also assess the risk of that, because the worst thing and which can happen is that you spend a lot of time and a lot of money on a project, on a concert, which you promote and present yourself, and you estimate that 5,000 people are coming, but only 50 are showing up. And there you might have a big shortfall. So it's also good to talk about the financial risk. And sometimes to go to someone and say, you know, hey, I'm trying to do this project and not only can you support me, but perhaps you could underwrite the risk or part of the risk, which means in the worst case, people will actually come up with the money. And when I was in your age as a young musician, I actually founded an opera group and our first production was Benjamin Britten's Turn of the Screw. And I mean, it was a bit kind of naive to put on an opera production and it cost a whole lot of money. But I did draw up a budget and I had estimates on how much ticket sales and so on we needed. What I did not know and only found out later is that my godfather and my mother actually had an agreement that they would cover any shortfalls out of the project. They never told me, but in the end I was very happy just to know that, although we didn't need it. But there are people out there who are happy to just underwrite a risk, and their advice might be good. So that's a bit about the budget. We spoke about the time. The time, perhaps also it's good to think a bit about what you're doing in kind of every week. And yes, you need to practice the program, but also when is the right time to reach out to journalists, for example. That might be normally 2 to 3 weeks ahead of a concert. And you should put that in your project plan, because otherwise you'll forget. Also, you should put there when you need to contact your videographer and your photographer. You also might want to think about when to pick the right outfit, when to have makeup, or when to have start an intensive phase of marketing. So there are a lot of things you need to do in just, even if it's just a recital you're invited to. There are lots of other things to think about than practicing. And you need to put that in a project plan. Otherwise, you will either get completely stressed shortly before the concert, or you miss the great opportunity of a great concert that you did not use for your own career and for enhancing your career, because you didn't invite any other promoters or presenters and you did not invite any other journalists. And that would be a pity, right? So think about it as a project. Last but not least, and that's probably the easiest, in some ways at least, is the quality. And first of all, there's the musical quality. And I mean, I do not need to discuss it with you. Yeah, I'm sure that you're perfectly able to think about the quality and to know your way of how to achieve that quality which you really want to see at that recital. You will know how to practice and when to practice, and you will also know when to play it in front of a mentor, in front of your teacher, have a kind of dry run beforehand, and then you know all that stuff. But your concert is not only your musical quality. You also need to think about the quality of the marketing, the quality of how you actually look at on the stage, how you act on the stage. Are you seen as somebody who comes professionally on the stage and knows how to move on a stage? And. So quality is a big issue if you think about it outside again of just a pure playing or performing. And this kind of quality should also come back to something which in business terms is called the USP, the unique selling point. That's something which makes you special. And if you read Bettina, my book, there's something, quite a lot actually in the beginning, about what makes you special and what makes you different. You need to think about that all the time. And when you play a concert, when you perform somewhere, when you do a recital, when you are on stage, this needs to come across. So that's part of your quality. Last but not least on projects, what I really would suggest you to do is, first of all, write all that down and have a project plan. But start with the desired outcome in time, money, and the quality, with all the aspects I just talked about, and you actually might add some more of them. Write that down. After that concert, when the project is finished, sit down and check if you actually reach those goals you set yourself, if you manage to stay in budget, if you manage to keep to your timetable, and if you manage actually to achieve the quality you wanted to achieve in all the different aspects besides the musical aspect, but also the musical aspect. So think about that and really sit down and write it down. You actually might ask some audience members about it. You might even have a questionnaire for it, or at least ask some of your friends about these points you wanted to reach to see what they think about it, how well you did on those different points. So don't just ask them saying, hey, did you like my concert? But actually be very specific, because you might have had the goal that your energy on stage should be very high. And you then kind of really ask your friends and saying, what about my energy? What about my stage presence? What about the light? What about my outfit? How did it all fit to the music? So there are a lot of questions where you can get really good and valuable feedback besides just the musical feedback. So wrapping up on projects, and that's kind of the theoretical part I'm talking about, is very simple. You think about a project, and more or less everything is a project. Yeah, every concert, every recital, every CD recording, everything is a project. Think about it in three dimensions: in the time, in money, and in quality. Write it down beforehand, have a project plan, look at the project plan regularly, and after the project is finished, sit down and have a review of the project. That's good project management. And now I'll answer the question which I got down there from Down Under in Australia. I myself use a software on my computer which is called Daylight. It comes from Market Circle. So it's Daylight by Market Circle, and you'll find the details on the blog post on Hello Stage going with that podcast. So Daylight is an absolutely amazing tool. It's a huge tool, and one of the great things is you can use it on your iPhone, on your Mac, on your iPad, and it's completely synchronized. And in this respect, yes, it's only available in the Apple world. I'm sorry. So no Android app for it, no Windows software for it, or nothing. It's only available in the Apple world. The good thing about it is not only that you can build up a project like I just told you with all the details, but that it is completely linked to all the items in your contact database, in your calendar, with your project plans, with your email too. So the great thing is when I ever get an email, I actually immediately in my Apple Mail program get a suggestion saying, oh, that's a mail from so-and-so in Australia, and that's probably out about artist coaching. So I immediately just need to click to confirm, and there it is. And when I look up that name, all the emails correspondence will actually show up, all the appointments I had will show up, all the projects I did together with that person will show up, and. Over years, that's an invaluable tool. I can't tell you how valuable that tool is, because it enables you to really follow up on things and really also years later know actually what's happened. And some people are completely amazed when I can tell them exactly, saying, hey, we saw each other the last time 3 years ago in that and that restaurant, and that's what we talked about. They look at me saying, how did you know? But that's all in the database. So that's what I use. That's Daylight by Market Circle. But there is a lot of other software out there. The thing is, try it out. It needs to be something which is easy for you to use, so that you actually have some joy in doing that and in really using it. It doesn't matter if other people use it or not. It should be something for you and helpful for you, and therefore easy to use. But before you think about any kind of software tools or so, Make sure that you understand project management, that you understand the issues around project management, and that you think in project management. I hope that helped you. Well, thanks so much for listening today. I just saw that it got a bit of a longer podcast today. That might have to do that I actually am pretty tired and just came back from Berlin. But I hope there was something in there for you. If you like that podcast, please share it with your colleagues. If you have any questions or comments, do not hesitate to contact me. I'm always extremely happy to hear from you from around the world, but also from Vienna in Austria, Berlin, London, America, wherever. It's great to hear from you and to hear your thoughts, and sometimes if we can, to work together. So please spread the word. Please ask me any questions you have. And I'm looking forward to talking to you pretty soon again. My name is Bernhard Karas, and I wish you a great and wonderful week, and make amazing music out there and share it with me and the world if you can. Thanks so much for listening.